Good morning. My blog for today is all about Cyclone Debbie. As I write this blog, and I hope that you can hear me above the rain, I have emerged from hiding in my bed with my electric blanket, having experienced high winds and torrents of rain yesterday afternoon and through the night. Such a whoosh, you might say, but when one is on their own in a vehicle that tends to rock with the severe winds, I think you might have a small amount of sympathy for me. I know these things do pass, and our river under our bridge, our link to Picton itself, was on the rampage yesterday when I was out and about in the weather earlier in the day. Now this morning, I'm thinking about my sister and her family, all of my nephews from her clan who reside in Whanganui. I have included a picture of an area very near them, further up the valley from where they live. The devastation that cyclones can cause to landscapes, welfare and living circumstances can be frightening. I am grateful that I sent them all a 72-hour survival kit list in January to help them be prepared for times such as this. I have included a link to my very own personal 72-hour kit below. Just replace the medication, the food, the clothing to what you would like to have in times of disaster. It's only a guide to get yourself ready. We are all victims of weather blasts, no matter where we live. Being prepared for such a time is all we can do. And much prayer and thanks for the good times should always be in our hearts. Thank you for reading my blog. Please share my link. Kindest regards, Debbie Nicholson. And I have included a link here for your 72-hour preparedness kit and a link for this audio if you wish to have that on your own computer.